Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, that sinister correspondence being sent to schools in Carlow dominates a lot of the front pages today. The Irish Daily Star, blood in the halls. Kids across Carlow sent home as classes cancelled after a sick mass shooting hoax. The Irish Daily Mirror, gun threat hoax shuts schools. A suspected hoax mass shooting threat forced the closure of 10 schools. An email with a sinister firearms was sent, a sinister firearms picture, I assume that means, was sent to 20 schools in Carlow and referenced mass shooting and said there would be blood in the halls. And the Irish Daily Mail tells us that this morning Gardaí will be on patrol at schools in Carlow. So Carlow has 42 primary schools and the guards are going to be on patrol outside all of the primary schools in Carlow today after half of them received threats of a mass shooting. This is a mystery emailer who sent it. The guards were saying that they think that this came wired through another country. So it sounds like someone in another country sent the threat to the schools in Carlow. They had to draft in armed Gardaí yesterday after 10 schools had to close after getting the sinister message. And there's going to be patrols outside the schools today. But quite a frightening one for whoever received the email, the principals or the secretaries, to get with a warning that there would be blood in the halls. The Irish Examiner also has that story on the front page. And it tells us how much we, as ordinary Irish people, are going to have to pay for data centres. And the answer is €644 more in our energy bills due to the growth of data centres. This is a report from Friends of the Earth and Beyond Fossil Fuels. And they say Irish households will have to pay. We've already bore the brunt of the €715 million extra on our bills between 2015 and 2023. And now we're going to get more data centres, so it's going to cost us more money. And they reckon over the space of the next decade, we'll have to pay an extra £644 on our energy bills. And of course, we have to prioritise data centres too. If there's any electricity blackouts, I think they get the priority, don't they? The Irish Times tells us on the front page, obviously, we're all very, very excited to be hosting the European Union, the rotating presidency in the second half of this year. And one of the things we're going to be doing is making swift progress, pushing forward negotiations on Ukraine's bid to join the EU. So the government has a draft of a new policy platform which says that Irish ministers and diplomats will help lay the groundwork for the EU to take in new members for the first time in more than a decade. And really, we're talking here about Ukraine, the Irish government wanting to get Ukraine into the EU. So we'll be spending a lot of time over the next 6 months thinking about that and talking about that. Irish Independent, AI-generated online ads promoting bogus state-backed investment schemes are being used by scammers to target over 50s who own the bulk of Ireland's savings glut. So the over 50s are being targeted by these very clever scammers who are trying to get you to part with your hard-earned savings and put them into state savings schemes. But these schemes are bogus. They don't exist and they take all your money. Garda figures show reports of investment fraud rose by more than 20% last year and people lost €20 million. So it's not small change here. This is big money. The Irish Sun, main story, the biggest story going, Katie Price exclusive, I have found Lee, he's in jail for spying. This is the ongoing saga that Katie Price, her new husband is missing, but Katie Price has now found her husband Lee Andrews after 2 weeks missing. He says he was detained on suspicion of spying. And he's in a Dubai jail. Not a place you want to be, by the way, if indeed he is in a jail in Dubai. She spoke to Lee for 2 minutes yesterday morning after his father put her in touch. And Katie claims that the call came from Dubai's Al Awir jail. The call was very rushed, but he said the authorities out there thought he was a spy. If it is true, he's in for a tough time in prison over there. But as the Sun calls him a con man, there are some suspicions over whether this is true or not. Now, the lovely weather is still dominating the front pages in the Irish Independent. They've the nice news that the recent sunny spell is coming to an end because we've rain on the way. I was sitting out in my garden yesterday evening, glorious sunshine, and then out of nowhere the heavens opened. It stayed sunny, but the absolutely lashed. All my outdoor furniture got soaked. We're going to expect more of that today. We're also told in the Indo, B&Q says the fine weather has prompted a run on summer and garden products. There's been an increase in sales of sun loungers, garden furniture and parasols, along with barbecues and barbecue fuel. People are also buying extra plants, compost, paddling pools, hot tubs, garden hoses, fans and AC units as well. And employers have been feeling the heat too, because Peninsula Ireland says there's been an increase in the number of employers looking for advice about things like, should you give your employees sun cream and PPE if you're working outdoors. Very interesting column, by the way, in the Mail today. Ethna Tynan is writing about RTE's coverage of the nice weather and about George Lee in particular. So she says that RTE News went to Banagher to report on all those people having all the fun jumping into the River Shannon. And then George Lee's resident climate science expert, as Ethna calls him, pointed out the serious side of all this. And she says, remember, we're paying George Lee nearly €195,000 a year to do this, to turn up like a wasp at a picnic and kill our buzz. He's ninth on the list of the 10th highest paid presenters at RTE. Would we be half as demoralised, I wonder, if we paid him half as much? She's basically saying that she doesn't like George Lee coming on for a couple of days sunshine and warning us about the weather and climate change and things like that. Lots of people will agree, lots will disagree too. Final story, hay fever. I have hay fever for the first time ever this year. But the Sun tells us that hay fever increases the risk of car crashes, as sufferers often close their eyes when driving. 4 in 5 people say itchy eyes, sneezing and drowsiness hinder their ability to drive safely. And about a quarter of us suffer from hay fever. Researchers found 31% of motorists with the allergy close their eyes due to their symptoms, while 18% feel sleepy while driving after taking treatments. 13% take both hands off the wheel in a sneezing fit. It always happens when you're coming to a roundabout as well that you need to sneeze. And 5% have had a near miss due to hay fever, according to a survey of 2,000 motorists.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.